opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., again, handling programming from my show. Go ahead, Michael Heck. Make my day, buddy.
Well played, Pilgrim.
So did, what's going on?
Did you recognize that, or were you too...
I'm not it's saying. Been...
All right. All
I refuse
right.
No, well, to answer. I take the fifth.
All right. Well, Here's the backstory. So yesterday, our great friends at the Jefferson Chamber hosted their annual legislative breakfast where we talk about the session, get to toast the parish, our great partners like Jedco. And I got up at like 6 in the morning to write my remarks. And I was just like, oh, man, like this, you know, it just wasn't like the reading off the list of what we did this session wasn't popping for me. So I just watched Dirty Harry on an airplane. And if you haven't seen that in a while, like, let's just say things were different back in the 70s. But anyway, so then I wanted to bring it up to modern times. So I opened up ChatGPT and I fed in our legislative review. And I said, ChatGPT, rewrite this legislative review in the voice of Clint Eastwood from Dirty Harry. And so this is, let me just read you the beginning. It was just so perfect. Like, and excuse my bad, Clint Eastwood. It says how it started. Sine die, Pilgrim. You've got to ask yourself one question. Did we get it done? Well, we did. Mostly, but it wasn't clean. The session went out with a bang, not a whimper. Lawmakers burned the midnight oil through June 13, the final showdown, and walked away with calloused hands and bruised egos. The smoke's still settling, but here's what's come out of that marble temple they call the Capitol. And I don't know if it worked, Newell. I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell when the lights are on you and you can't see people's faces, but...
Well, if nothing else, this is emblematic of you having too much time on your hands, for sure.
It is, yeah. It's the monkey mind that needs to be tamed, and I keep breaking out of the cage. But it was a hell of a session. The session, I just asked Jasmine Brown DeRussell, who runs our policy team. I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank this session? Where 10 is we shot the moon, and you know 0 we shot ourselves in the foot. And she said, you know, until a week ago, I would have given it a 9.5, and now today I give it a 7. So I said, all right, well, give me the highs and the lows. There were some really good highs. We got the first trappings of insurance reform that in my 20 years back in Louisiana, with overhauling what's called the Housley presumption, which means that now folks have to show direct causation of an injury, changing to modified comparative fault, which is what 34 other states do, which basically means that if you cause the accident, you don't get to collect money. And the one that I love is advancing more medical expense transparency for the jury. So the jury knows how much you actually paid for your injuries, not just what's on the bill. So, I'm not naive. I don't think that this is done, but at least we're having a discussion about insurance, particularly how it affects auto insurance, and that's good. The state got a $150 million site development fund. That's great because site development is an area that we've lagged other places, and it's actually the reason that we got the Meta site up in Richland is that 20 years ago that site was bought under the Jindal administration with Stephen Morey, and it was prepared. They changed the quality jobs program. This is actually quite significant. It's actually now gone from what I would say was before was a quantity jobs program where you got money just for the number of jobs to now it's going to be based on the payroll or the quality of the jobs. And that's actually a pretty big philosophical shift, and I think it's going to need some adjusting, but I think it's a smart direction. And then the biggest win, you know, for me was getting the other road approved unanimously out of the Senate, signed by the governor for the port.
No, absolutely. Back to the, and I agree with you about the quantity versus quality or having a hybrid of both. My observations or criticism has always been the ability to go back and judge whether or not, there's a matrix designed as to how we judge whether or not they did what they said they were going to do. What is your feeling about what's happening right now with the Economic Development Office and making sure that what people say that they're going to deliver, that they're actually delivering, and for the time period they say they're going to deliver it?
Yes, yeah, Susan Bourgeois, the secretary, is pretty honed in on this. She, two of the greatest qualities about Susan is that she's neither a politician nor an economic developer, but she's adjacent to both of them. So she's close enough to understand the game, but she hasn't been totally co-opted by it. And in talking about this program, there's two things that we like about it. One is that it's going to incentivize higher wages, which is what we need in this state. And the second, to your point, Noel, is that it's a reimbursement program. So basically, you have to show the receipts, as the kids say, and then you get money back. So that should mitigate this question of did they do what they said we're going to do, because you only get paid after you show the proof.
No, absolutely. Back to the lit again. We had the chairman of the board, Mike Thomas, on the show last week, Michael, and he spoke in pretty definitive terms. I mean, he obviously welcomes your participation in this project, but definitively really came out right out and said, this is going to happen, and a lot of it's going to happen this year in 2025.
I do think that now it's going to happen. The momentum has shifted palpably. Probably a great example of that is this port bill, HB 687. It got defeated pretty definitively the first time out in House Transportation. Then the governor came out and appointed me to this role of working with all the partners like Mike and the commissioners in the port and St. Bernard to get it done. And suddenly we got out of committee, and we ended up then getting out of the Senate 36-0. So there's been a momentum shift. Everybody kind of recognizes that it's existential to trade in Louisiana and that this is the only site. So one of the things that I'm doing now in my discussions with folks from St. Bernard, and actually I was just having a discussion with an individual for this call, is I do believe it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen fairly quickly. So the next few months are going to be the best time for St. Bernard to extract the maximum benefit for its people, whether it's new facilities or it's money for infrastructure or whatever, the right way to structure this to most benefit the parish in the most immediate way, as well as to mitigate the harms. You know, so for example, if there's a concern about idling ships, let's say. Let's make sure that they're shore power so they're getting electricity and not running their diesel. But the biggest of those potential harms was truck traffic, and so getting this road on its way with the ability to form a PPP is a big part of that. But so, no, I agree with Mike. I do think that this is going to happen, barring some unforeseen event. And so now is the time for everybody to recognize that, but to kind of try to Pareto optimize for the benefit of the parish, the region, and the state.
Yep, absolutely. Very appropriate comments. So for every high, there's typically a low. Let's talk about some of the lows or some of the things that we favored but maybe did not make through the legislative process.
In kindergarten, we call the first stuff glows, and we call these the grows. I'm fine, though. I don't think about that at all anymore. I'm totally fine. So
you've moved beyond kindergarten by this time.
I've moved beyond. I don't know what we're talking about. I don't think about it. I'm a confident adult. So the place where we got kind of beat up at the end of the session was in the energy sector, which is interesting because this is where we're having the most success. I feel like every time I'm coming on, Noel, we're talking about another multi-billion dollar energy project. But there were some bills that were passed that we have to deal with now. One is a prohibition of eminent domain for non-commercial carrier carbon capture pipelines. What this basically means is that before, if you were going to take carbon from a project like the Hyundai Steel Plant or the Meta facility, and then you were going to pipe it somewhere where it can get stored away, not go into the atmosphere, you could be a private carrier and do that. Now you have to be a common carrier, which means you have to have a pipeline that's used by many different companies. And I don't quite personally understand exactly how limiting that is, but it is limiting. It is a hurdle, which means it's either going to restrict the number of pipelines or private carriers are going to have to become common carriers. So we have to digest that and make sure that these tens of billions of dollars of projects in the pipeline, I guess pun intended, don't get constricted. The other one, which is fascinating to see how it's going to play out, and by fascinating I mean like, you know, forensic crime scene fascinating, is we have this issue of legacy lawsuits for the oil and gas companies. Without weighing in on you know, I think it's probably blame on both sides on this issue, but where we are is that we wanted to get to a regime that was less litigious, more fair, and that did not scare away energy investment from the state. So the compromise that was reached is that there will be a new regime where things are going to be arbitrated in a way that's going to, in theory, lead to less frequent and more reasonable decisions. But that period's not going to start for 26 months. So you're going to have a 26-month kind of like last chance kind of moment, which to me feels like, you know, from the old game shows when you were in the Lucite box with the $20 bills blowing around and trying to stuff as many of them in your bikini, not your personal bikini, but one's bikini. And so I hope it's not ugly for the next 2+ years. And the last is this inventory tax issue, which was going to go away in Constitutional Amendment 2. Constitutional Amendment 2 failed. So now what's happened is that the credit back to companies has gone away, but the inventory tax is still there. And there was a bill to create a bridge until that could be addressed, and that bill didn't pass. And so as of right now, there are going to be companies paying an inventory tax without getting that money reimbursed, and that's just kind of counterintuitive. You don't want to penalize companies for bringing in the materials they need to build things in Louisiana. So we're going to need to address that.
Why did that fail? I mean,
it's not clear to me, but if you remember in Constitutional Amendment 2, there were a number of different pieces and parts, and one of the ideas in it was that the inventory tax was going to go away, and then the credit was going to go away at the same time. Because it didn't pass, the inventory tax did not go away, but apparently the credit did. And so it's one of these mismatches in where there was a piece of legislation that needed to go through in toto, and it didn't. And so now we have to fix that maybe with another piece of legislation. But for the time being, we're in an awkward situation.
Let me, on another topic, there was an announcement this morning that Venture Global is stepping away from their application for an expansion in Plaquemines. They stepped away last week from a project in Lake Charles. Is there something going on with LNG that we're not aware of?
I literally just saw that come across my screen this morning, along with that P. Diddy's credit card records are going to be released. And so I haven't had a chance to investigate either yet, but obviously there is. You know, Venture Global is the largest privately financed project in world history down in Plaquemines. I don't know if it has to do with global demand and they're seeing a different demand signal, or if it's something with permitting process. So I'll investigate and have a more credible answer next week for you.
All righty. Obviously, in fact, we're going to be talking with Press Kabakoff in the 12 o'clock hour about the city services report. Part of that is what the NOPD has been up to. Crime numbers are still continuing to look favorable.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Newell. Have you, in your time, you know, in the public safety game and adjacent to it, have you ever seen a turnaround as dramatic as we've had in Orleans Parish in the past 3 years?
And I'm not so much focused on the crime numbers as I am on the solution rate. And because I think that really, you know, that kind of removes what the national trends are in a number of crime categories. What I have really been moved by is the number of crimes and the connecting of the dots. And I used to love to read dailies that were generated by JP officers where they connected the dots and we moved from A to B to C to D in a very short period of time, affecting an arrest, getting an identity, and so forth and so on. That's what I've really been moved by with the NOPD. Their solution rate has improved astronomically. And it was never a question of talent. It was always a question of processes in my mind. And so there's something going on internally that's moving these processes, sharing of information, affecting these arrests, coming to work every day. And I used to say this about JPSO. The beauty of being the head of that organization is that we had people that gave a damn. They loved coming to work. They loved, you know, solving crime. And it's something that I'm getting the sense. I've talked to a lot of officers. They're excited, you know, about having the tools necessary. And I think it's really, you know, a lot of this is decision-making by the leader. And I said this to you before. I've been shocked by how many people say, you know, what they love about Ann Kirkpatrick, she's not afraid to make a decision.
I didn't know that was such a big problem
in other administrations, but obviously it was.
Yeah, I think that, so it, to me as a layperson that's tried to piece this together, and just to be specific about what you're talking about, I believe that the solve rate in the 8th District, which includes the French Quarter, is around 85%, if I'm not mistaken, which is astronomically high. And so when you're solving those crimes, you're taking the bad guys off the street, and that prevents future crimes, so that drives down the rate. So to me, it's been Chief Kirkpatrick, because she is both accessible and definitive, and officers love that. The second thing is that the level of cooperation between NOPD, Troop NOLA, which is LSP, the Louisiana State, and the feds, apparently is excellent. That's what I get from all three levels when they talk to me about it. And then the third is the use of technology, particularly this facial recognition technology, which cannot be used to make an arrest primarily, but can be used, as you said, to connect A to B to C to D, and has been used effectively after the terror attacks of the first, and is also, it's been used to help catch the folks who broke out of the jail. And so I think those three things together, leadership, cooperation, and technology, have created something here which has meant that our homicide rate has declined almost 2.5 times as fast as the national average. So despite some people saying we're just riding the wave, I disagree. I think we're also all rowing in the same direction.
Sure. That's the sense I get, and that's the beauty. You know, I love the operational efficiencies that are revealing themselves right now as to what they're doing. And, well, you know, you get a reported crime, and then the next day you have an arrest. I love that.
And let's be clear about operational efficiencies, because that raises a fourth thing. This is being done with a workforce that is way below what we think, or what we used to say the number was. I haven't checked the numbers recently, but I think it's around 900, if not lower, in NOPD. And before, we would say we need at least 1,200. So it's both operational efficiencies internally, and it's also the fact that some things are being outsourced, like this on-scene services that responds to non-injury traffic accidents, which means that officers are not spending 3 or 4 hours dealing with a fender bender. I guess it's all operational efficiencies, but just to be specific about one example.
No, absolutely. No doubt. Michael, recreation gets a boost. Last Friday, civic leaders, state officials, and others gathered at UNO and launched a big program. Tell us about it.
This is a double win, or lousy expression, but in this case, it matters. UNO, I think we all know, has been is involved in a turnaround right now. It's going to be going back to the LSU system. It's cleaning up its books, and frankly, it's trying to manage its business model and its cash flow. And I give Chancellor Kathy Johnson a lot of credit for having the courage to take this on, or maybe she didn't have a choice, but I give her a lot of credit. Right? Sometimes fate chooses you.
Right.
You know, it's a dance, and you just got to get out there and boogie-woogie. But she's doing it. And this is a small part of that, because it's nearly $2 million that are coming to UNO to help rehab its recreation facilities. And then as part of that, there are going to be programs put in for about 7,000 kids in soccer, football, softball, volleyball, swimming. So it's a double win. And what's nice is that out of this, conversations have happened. I was actually looking at a big facility with NORAD officials yesterday, and we're now going to be getting, we think, not public dollars like for UNO, but we're going to try to get some private dollars to go into some other NORAD facilities on the West Bank and around the city that also need rehab. So I think this is starting a trend of us focusing on how we can collectively, public and private, put our time and resources, including money, into giving our kids the facilities they need and trying to get recreation, you know, back to the glory days that I think it had back in. People talk fondly about the 90s and 80s, and we're trying to bring it back to the that kind of state with a NORAD and other resources for our kids.
Absolutely. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. We will be right back, folks.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., and he has a special guest that joins us. Michael?
Yeah, thank you, Newell. Our guest today is Tad Schwendler. He is the COO, of Natrix, and he's going to talk about the technology work that they're doing that brings solutions to coastal restoration for Louisiana and the nation.
Well, Tad, welcome to the show. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, describe what Natrix is and what it is that y'all do here in Louisiana.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. So Natrix is a technology company, and we are focused on, you know, providing better tools and solutions for coastal and marine resilience and restoration. Our origin story starts with a couple of guys that met as students in the bioagricultural engineering program at LSU and went on to get involved with oyster reef restoration in the Gulf and become practicing coastal engineers. And they kind of grew frustrated with some of the tools and approaches that were available to them. And so Natrix is, you know, was founded to help develop some better tools. Obviously, these are complex challenges, and certainly Louisiana provides both, you know, need and opportunity for these new, better approaches.
So tell us about these tools, because y'all have developed and fabricated things to help foster, you know, growth of the marsh as well as to prevent coastal erosion.
Yeah, that's right. So there are two primary kind of technology components. We have a suite of kind of geospatial software tools that we use to understand what's happening in these really dynamic sort of environments and ecosystems and sort of monitor those, track those over time. And then we have a patented advanced manufacturing process that we call dry forming, which is a fundamentally new way of forming concrete type structures where we don't need any kind of a mold or a form. And why that's important for these kinds of initiatives is that we can create complexity and surface area and, you know, holes or void spaces that you couldn't do with a traditional, you know, technique or a rock breakwater. And so that allows us to really look at the needs of a site and develop something that's going to work really well. So we might be trying to promote sedimentation to protect, you know, a piece of infrastructure, maybe a pipeline or you know, some other kind of infrastructure. But we also can really promote habitat restoration at the same time. So all that roughness, all that variability is very natural. That's kind of the bottom of the food chain likes all of that complexity. And so we can create the environment for oysters to grow and marsh grasses to thrive. And so we're able to accomplish multiple objectives by creating these complex naturalistic structures.
Now, these forms that y'all produce in free form or dry forming, I remember reading somewhere, and I guess it was your company. This stuff is like much lighter than like traditional concrete, so it's easier to manage, right? And to place out there, you don't need to have these huge, gigantic cranes, you know, moving heavy materials.
Yeah, that's right. We really try and take an approach that, you know, we think about being smarter, more modular, and more biological. And by biological, I mean, how do we harness the power of that natural system? And so we can design something for an engineering objective that uses a lot less material. So if you think about like a traditional, you know, rock breakwater or some kind of that kind of an approach, you know, there's no rock in South Louisiana. And so you've got to mobilize that from somewhere and you've got to get it out into the marsh. And a lot of times these are relatively remote locations and that requires a lot, you know, when you've got that much material, it requires a lot of heavy equipment, a lot of labor, you know, big barges and so forth. And that can be really challenging. And so all that comes with a lot of cost too, right? And so what we can do is design something that is more modular, that's really tuned to the needs of the site. And we can get that out with lighter equipment. It installs much more efficiently. And so, you know, a lot of times we have a really compelling economic advantage relative to a traditional solution, in addition to the functional and environmental advantages that we can bring.
You know, I often tell folks about, they ask me about coastal erosion. I go down to Grand Isle periodically and I see, you know, those rocks mm-hmm. that are off there. And it's at some point in time during the year, you can actually walk from the beach to the rock because that's how much sediment or sand that is formed behind the rocks. Everybody is always worried about subsidence, and it's a legitimate issue. But with your materials, I got to imagine that you cut that subsidence concern in a huge way.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, Louisiana, much of, you know, South Louisiana is very soft soils, and you know, there have been a number of kind of rock projects where the rock has basically sunk into the, you know, the mud. And we're able to design something that has much less bearing pressure. And again, it's kind of using that natural system, the power of the natural system to accomplish the objective instead of trying to do it with lots and lots of materials. So, you know, promoting those kinds of conditions where you get sedimentation behind it and the oysters grow. And so that natural system creates the protection that you want. I mean, a healthy ecosystem is more resilient than just an individual structure.
Right. So this technology, I'm sure, has been deployed here in Louisiana. How's it performing?
Yeah, great. You know, we have, I think we're approaching 70 total projects in the water, and nearly half of those are in Louisiana. So we've done a variety of things. We've done a number of artificial fisheries reefs with organizations like CCA Louisiana. We've done a lot of coastal resilience work with conservation organizations like Ducks Unlimited, for example, that's very active in doing marsh terracing kinds of projects. And we work with a number of clients in the energy industry as well. So some of those projects, we might be creating some kind of a permeable structure that slows down the flow around a particular asset and enables it to re-accrete the marsh. So we've been really pleased with the what we've been able to accomplish there. And, you know, the adopters within these different constituencies, you know, we just last week deployed a living shoreline at Lockport boat launch with the Lafourche Parish government. So we've been really pleased with our results and the interest that we've seen there in Louisiana.
Are y'all working with the CPRA and have they considered your product? I mean, I know they're doing a lot of dredging, and it would seem to me that as the front face of, and you know, creating a front face of an area that you're going to dredge into would make a lot of sense. And have y'all participated in a project like that?
Yeah, we certainly have some relationships at CPRA and are, you know, are in active discussions with them around other kinds of opportunities. Obviously, that's a really important organization and they do a lot of great work. And, you know, we're always looking for opportunities to collaborate, you know, with them more.
So, this you guys are a Louisiana company, or are y'all doing work in other states as well?
We do work in other states as well. So the majority of our work has been in the southeastern U.S. from kind of Maryland to Texas. We have the most installations in Louisiana, and then a couple of the mid-Atlantic states, Virginia and North Carolina, would be kind of our, you know, our next biggest clusters, but we do some work farther afield as well. We're working on a large coral restoration project in Hawaii, and we've used the satellite, the software capabilities to do work as far afield as Guyana in South America. But we manufacture all the product there in Louisiana, in Amelia, Louisiana, which is about hour and 15 minutes southwest of New Orleans. We just recently finished doubling the size of our manufacturing facility there, and we think that's really important too. I mean, we're creating, local Louisiana jobs, and we are solving problems right there, right in Louisiana. And so we look forward to continuing to grow. There's a really great workforce. There's a lot of folks that bring a lot of skills to the table, but also have a passion for this, because obviously the coast is such an important part of the culture and the heritage of South Louisiana. So it's a great place for us, and we have really deep roots. Yeah.
Well, as an LSU Fighting Tiger, I'm sure I know where you'll be at 6 p.m. this evening, right?
Well, I'm actually not one of the LSU guys.
So you're an outlier. You're one of those, right?
That's right. But I'm pretty excited about some of the things that have been happening uptown, too. So even if we didn't make it to the College World Series.
If I could just hop in for a second, what I love about this and what Natrix is doing is we've talked since Katrina coming up on K-20 about the opportunity to kind of pivot from being the victims of disaster to being the masters of disaster by having these companies and technologies and expertise that are born of our challenges but can be applicable and frankly monetized around the world. And so it's great to hear about the work that Natrix is doing in Louisiana, but to understand that they're doing stuff as far afield as Hawaii or Guyana, that's in some ways even more exciting because it means we're really developing an export economy based on the local talent and experience. So it's great to see this coming to fruition.
Well, Michael, they won me over when I was reading about them, and they had a project that created new growth of 30,000 oysters, because you know how I feel about oysters. I love them. So y'all have me right there. Anytime you create more habitat for oysters, I'm all in. But Ted Schwendler, thank you so much for joining us, COO at Natrix. Really very interesting stuff that your company's doing, and we wish you much success.
Thanks very much. Great talking with you all today.
All righty, we'll be right back with Michael Heck and his final thoughts when we return. Stay with us.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO, Inc. Michael, who says that we can't achieve bipartisanship? The Tigers and the Green Wave coming together to fight coastal erosion.
You see, that is inspiring, and it means that teamwork makes the dream work. Yeah. You know, if I were him, I would have just gone with it and been like, you know, go Tigers, win, win, win. But he obviously suffers from a chronic case of honesty and had to fess up that he was with that.
There you go. Michael, we've still got a lot to talk about. Tourism numbers are 2024, they did. New Orleans and Company just released their numbers, a record number, signaling, you know, recovery. It was great news.
It's great news. Congratulations to Walt Leger and his whole team over there at New Orleans and Company. What it means is that the momentum that we felt and we thought that we saw with Taylor Swift and the Super Bowl and successful Mardi Gras, that is real. The 19.1 million visitors were at almost 6.5% increase over the year before, and only the second time we've gotten more than 19 million visitors. And so it's encouraging because it means that in a world where people are watching their dollars, watching their pocketbooks, they're still choosing to come to New Orleans because of our unique culture, our warmth, and, you know, the unmatched job we do putting on events. So, yeah, it was good validation for the momentum that we thought we felt.
Yeah. Michael, in the energy sector, you know, you had the folks on from Delta Utilities. They continue this company's growing really quick, right?
Yeah, they're continuing to grow, continuing to acquire. A part about this, it gets to kind of two of the things that I sent in my notes to you, is that they also have signed the largest lease, I believe, in at least the past 5 years downtown. They're going into Place St. Charles, right in the middle of the CBD. And so that signals a confidence in New Orleans and downtown New Orleans, and is really good for, you know, a downtown that, even though we're doing better than most downtowns post-COVID, it still has been a challenge. And so they're a big boost, you know, coming back there. And that ties to what Mrs. Benson has done with Gail Benson and the Saints and Pelicans buying I call them the Three Sisters, one of those three big office towers across from the Superdome, 1515 Poydras, a place where I actually have spent a lot of time in my career. And that also is an indication of confidence in the downtown, as well as being self-fulfilling. I think that the more that we get investment in our downtown core, the entertainment district and the CBD, the more it's going to spur other investment because of the confidence, because of the amenities that come around it. So I give a lot of credit to Delta Utilities and to the Saints and Pelicans for coming back into to downtown New Orleans.
Absolutely, and it's important that it thrive, because it's critical for us to move from a third tier to a second tier city, no doubt about that. Michael, as always, it's a real pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great week.
As well, Newell. See you soon. Stay cool.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Folks, when we return after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst. We'll talk about the conflict between Israel and Iran. And in the back half of the hour, we'll visit with Press Kabakov, real estate developer and a member of the City Services Coalition, and we'll discuss the most recent report that they have released. So we will be right back. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.